Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this hour, police in Manchester, England say they have made three more arrests over the concert bombing. This comes as the terror threat in the UK remains at its highest level following that suicide bombing.
The Prime Minister, Theresa May, has said that soldiers will now be deployed to key points across the country to patrol, to free up the police officers who are patrolling them now to deal with any potential terror threats that they might be getting.
Correspondent Riley Carlson. President Trump and Pope Francis had a half-hour meeting today at the Vatican.
The President may tweet out a comment or two from his discussions with the Pope, but generally, we don't actually know what was said in the meetings between the Pope and a president. What we do see is what happens afterwards. If, as most Vatican observers are suggesting, a good result from this meeting will be if the two can establish a positive rapport for future communications.
Correspondent Delia Gallagher. Memorial Day weekend is almost upon us. AAA estimates that nearly a million people in this area will be going someplace. That's going to put a lot of cars on the road all at once. But AAA's John Townsend says you could be smart about it.
Strategically, and that is to leave after the morning rush hour on Thursday and come back on the afternoon the day after Memorial Day.
And a way to save money on gas, he says, is to fill up on the other side of the Bay Bridge if you can, where gas is cheaper. Montgomery County politics is about to get a big shakeup, and it may pit current county council members against each other.
I can only speak to how I've tried to do my work, which is to be respectful and civil.
But that could be changing soon thanks to two big factors. One, Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner is among four council members who will be barred from seeking another term next year. At the same time, County Executive Ike Leggett's announced his retirement. There's expected to be a wide-open battle to take his seat among a handful of council members.
Sometimes things get testy. Each of us carry our own personalities into these conversations.
Though Berliner says what's happening at the federal level sparked a renewed interest in local politics. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Prince William County Commonwealth's attorney has determined that Manassas police were justified in shooting an 18-year-old man who was armed with a BB gun. Paul Ebert says the two officers reasonably feared for their safety. Luis Torres Molina of Woodbridge has now been charged with attempted malicious wounding of a police officer and felony eluding. He's being held at the county jail after recovering from his injuries. Montgomery County Police are alerting you to a scam involving some phony money that's making the rounds.
It may look like real paper money, but it's made for the movies and even says for motion picture use only. Still, it fooled at least one woman who was trying to sell an iPhone 6 for $450. Montgomery County Police say she met the buyer at the Milestone Shopping Center in Germantown, and he gave her five fake $100 bills. It wasn't until after she gave him change on the phone and tried to deposit that money, she learned the bills were counterfeit. Police are searching for the scammer. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A little rain in the forecast this week isn't stopping the Blue Angels. They are scheduled to put on a show this afternoon in Annapolis during commissioning week at the U.S. Naval Academy. They started practicing over the city yesterday. National Weather Service forecasters think today will just be mostly cloudy in Annapolis with little chance of rain. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,938, the NASDAQ at 61.39. Sports, homers by Anthony Rendon, Bryce Harper, and Jason Worth power the Nats to a win over the Mariners. The O's lose to Minnesota. WNBA, the Mystics visit Chicago this afternoon. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Buy one, get one, 25% off. No limits at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout May, buy one, get one 25% off. Buy five, get five 25% off. Buy 10, get 10 25% off. Or choose no payments until November. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. See us for savings and financing details. Cannot combine. Discount applies to materials only. Prior sales excluded.
So 5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update sponsored by IKEA. Here we come to 70 out of Frederick. The volume started early. We have that as you come south off of 70 through Urbana and Hyattstown. But beyond that, still a great trip. Clarksburg and on through to the Capitol Beltway. Beltway picks up some of that volume in through Silver Spring. That's the slowest stretch of the Beltway currently. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway south. Seeing a little bit of that stop and go as you push through Jessup toward 32. Annapolis still closed. It's the exit ramp from inbound westbound 50 to go north on I-97. Cleanup from an overnight tractor trailer incident. And MacArthur Boulevard remains closed between Reservoir and Foxhall Road with the ongoing repairs from the earlier water main break. IKEA family members save 15% on all sofas May 24th through June 6th while supplies last. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for offer details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the steady rain pulling through early this morning, and then as we get into the afternoon, probably even sooner. Let's go mid-morning. Just a few scattered showers are possible. Less and less rain through the day in the upper 60s with an east breeze, but more rain coming, especially later tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Centerville, 59 in Kensington, 59 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by IKEA. Well, they're getting close to seating a full jury for the Bill Cosby trial, but will it matter that so far all the jurors are white? Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. 6:07 on WMAL this Wednesday morning. Early morning. The president's been awake for a while. Met with the Pope this morning. We'll talk about more of that today. Coming up on the show, we got Steve Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. He's going to be stopping by to talk about that foreign trip. Representative Andy Harris will be swinging in at 8:05 to talk the budget and also the Manchester bombing. And Ed Morrissey at 8:35 to talk about Catholicism, the Pope, and the president's visit with the Pontiff. All of that is straight ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnay is in this morning. Mary Walter is out. She'll be back soon. Joined this morning by Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner. Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So, Sarah, after the show yesterday, I got to settle in my offices at the Daily Caller, flipped on the television, and had the joy of watching yet another hunt for information about Russian and Trump collusion, which was going on inside the Congress as these investigations continue. Several witnesses yesterday, but chief among them was former CIA Director John Brennan, who was testifying before the House Intelligence Committee. And it was fascinating for a number of reasons, but first and foremost, the one that we've heard, which is a regular refrain, which it doesn't seem to be that there's any collusion going on, or at least there's no bulletproof evidence that the Trump administration or anybody within Trump's orbit was colluding with Russia in any meaningful way during the campaign. That was sort of, I thought, the core takeaway of yesterday's interaction. Did you have something different from that, or was that sort of the theme for you?
Right. I think that there were Democrats who thought they had scored some pay dirt with Brennan's testimony because he did say that there were interactions and contacts, I believe was the exact quote that he mm-hmm. used, between members of the Trump campaign, people associated with it, and Russians that he felt were worthy of investigation. Obviously, that's a far cry from collusion. I mean, you're right. There was no evidence of collusion that was presented. There hasn't been so far in the year this has been investigated.
Right. But Democrats, all these leaks that we've heard, none of them have included actual collusion.
Right. You would have to believe that if the information was out there, it would have found its way into the hands of the media by now. But Democrats have pointed to this exchange between Brennan and Congressman Trey Gowdy and
yes.
said potentially this is finally one of the smoking guns they've been looking for. We're a really long way from that, though.
So yesterday, John Brennan, let's get into some of the audio from this. John Brennan called for resisting Russian meddling, which is, of course, I think the goal of every member of Congress. Let's hear what he had to say.
our ability to choose our elected leaders as we see fit is, I believe, an inalienable right that we must protect with all of our resources and all of our authority and power. And the fact that the Russians tried to influence that election so that the will of the American people was not going to be realized by that election, I find outrageous and something that we need to, with every last ounce of devotion to this country, resist and to try to act to prevent further instances of that.
And then, Sarah Westwood, as you mentioned, Trey Gowdy got into questioning John Brennan. Here's some of what that sounded like.
You testified that you had a conversation in August of 2016 with your Russian counterpart. You testified that you briefed at least eight members of Congress throughout the pendency of your investigation. When you learned of Russian efforts, and we'll get to that in a minute, because my understanding from your unclassed report is Russia has historically attempted to interfere with our electoral process, and they did so without coordination, collusion, or conspiring with any of the candidates. So they have a history of doing it. We'll lay that aside for a minute. 2016 electoral process. When you learned of Russian efforts, did you have evidence of a connection between the Trump campaign and Russian state actors?
As I said, Mr. Gowdy, I don't do evidence. And we were uncovering information and intelligence about interactions and contacts between U.S. persons and the Russians. And as we came upon that, we would share it with the Bureau.
And a little more now, Sarah Westwood, you just mentioned the connection between the Trump campaign and people that are Russian citizens, the extent to which they communicated at all. Here's some of that from Brennan.
I encountered and am aware of information and intelligence that revealed contacts and interactions between Russian officials and U.S. persons involved in the Trump campaign that I was concerned about because of known Russian efforts to suborn such individuals, and it raised questions in my mind, again, whether or not the Russians were able to gain the cooperation of those individuals. I don't know whether or not such collusion, that's your term, such collusion existed. I don't know. But I know that there was a sufficient basis of information and intelligence that required further investigation by the Bureau to determine whether or not U.S. persons were actively conspiring, colluding with Russian officials.
Saying I don't know if collusion occurred is another way of saying I didn't see any evidence of collusion. Which again, you know, to give him credit, he saw some data points. He says he had to pass it on to people who would truly investigate, that wasn't the CIA's role. It was simply to monitor the information and pass it on to investigators. But at this point, he answered, I think, with some clarity about what he was seeing, and it didn't include seeing collusion. And I think that's a meaningful takeaway from yesterday's hearing.
Exactly. I mean, we already knew that some of these contacts existed. They've been discussed at length, that some of these people on the periphery of the Trump campaign, like Carter Page, who was maybe an informal foreign policy advisor early in the campaign, people who are no longer with the administration, we know that they had connections to Russian businessmen or Russian interests. I mean, we've discussed those a lot. So that's not necessarily new. And you're right that the link between those contacts and this collusion that they've been accused of still isn't there after all of these efforts.
So my question is one that was raised, I think, smartly yesterday by Byron York in a column in your Washington Examiner, which is...
Great paper.
It is a good paper, which is that it looks that Democrats are now moving away from collusion. But wait, you say, they're still talking about it. Pay attention. Collusion is becoming less and less the focus. Obstruction is the thing that they're hoping to get him on. And this is right? It's not the crime, it's the cover-up. That's what Byron wrote in his column. This is now becoming, as far as we can see, an effort to try and change the nature of the conversation, because the evidence isn't yielding, ultimately, any specificity about the reason Hillary Clinton lost is because Donald Trump colluded with the Russians and somehow that violated a specific law. We don't have that. Far from it right now, at least in what's known in public. I want to know, what's the end game, do you think, for Democrats at this moment and for Trump's critics? 888-630-9625. What is the end game? What do they think they're going to find at the end of this rainbow? Or what are they hoping for if they know that there's nothing? 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. This Russia story continues. It's 6:15 right now on WMAL. That means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's our Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And top of the morning to you. Let's go DC 295. Unfortunately, we have a crash reported 295 south, right as you come up to the exit for the 11th Street Bridge. So keep alert. We do have DDOT crews on their way to the scene there. On 210, I've been tracking just the volume. Authorities say nothing in the way. North on 210 as you head up toward the Capitol Beltway. Route 4, Route 5, that looks good to the Beltway in Annapolis. And on 50, heading inbound, westbound, still closed. The exit ramp to go north on I-97 due to the overnight tractor trailer incident. But if you're coming outbound 50, you are able to use that exit ramp to go north on 97. MacArthur Boulevard remains closed between Reservoir and Foxhall Road. Ongoing road repairs. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, today we got cloudy skies with occasional rain, mainly in the morning, a high of 69 degrees. Tonight, we'll have thunderstorms into the evening, which will give way to steady rain overnight, a low of 58. Tomorrow, we have scattered thunderstorms, a high of 76. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 59 degrees.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones. But they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
All right, so yesterday, John Brennan testifying and Trey Gowdy getting into some questions. Let's play a little bit more of that audio. We've got Trey Gowdy questioning Brennan about the nature of the evidence. Here's what Brennan had to say.
Do you know the basis of that information that you share with the Bureau? I mean, what was the nature of the evidence?
I think, Mr. Gowdy, this committee has now been provided information that relates to that issue in terms of information that the agency shared with the Bureau. And that is something that is appropriately classified.
All right. So it's classified. Sorry, buddy. Classified. Can't share it. But still, the takeaway so far, Sarah Westwood, is that they don't have the evidence. They had no evidence of the Russia-Trump collusion. Let's go to the phones now. We've got Ben in Warrenton. Ben, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. What do you think the Democratic endgame here is with the Russia story?
First of all, I think it's really convenient that there have been so many supposed leaks and releases of information that supposedly showed Trump's campaign was colluding with the Russians, but anything that could exonerate him is all of a sudden classified. That's just great. But I think that the Democrats, they know that there's nothing there. They're just trying to obstruct. I mean, look what Congress is having to focus on now. They're having to focus on hearings of a fake scandal. And what are they not doing? They're not passing tax reform. They're not passing health care reform. They're not passing infrastructure bills. They're not doing anything.
Yes. Yeah, no, this is a great point. Thank you, Ben. This is an effort, I think, in part, to run out the clock. The closer they can get to 2018 without having to pass legislation, meaning the Democrats, the less likely they'll ever have to deal with that legislation in the first place, because it'll all go to bed and everyone's going to go out on the campaign trail. 2018, important to run for office.
Right, exactly. I mean, the Democrats are now pointing to these conversations that President Trump supposedly had with Dan Coats and Mike Rogers within his administration to publicly play down this investigation, even though we don't know how deep or broad that investigation really is. And now they're saying that this is what we should be focusing on. Like you said, the cover-up, not the crime. Whatever they do to try to downplay this is now also coming back to haunt them.
I want to bring up a point we just heard, which is that these press leaks have been damaging. It did come up yesterday. We don't have audio of it. I'll just read it for you. This is John Brennan is talking about this. What I was very concerned about, this is in the wake, by the way, of the conversation between the Russians and President Trump in the Oval Office, and the notion that he shared any intel with them whatsoever that leaked to the press, including where that information came from, Israel. All of that leaked to the press, not stuff that came up in the meeting specifically. What I was very concerned about, said Brennan, was subsequent releases of what appears to be classified information. These continue to be very, very damaging leaks, Brennan said, and I find them appalling and they need to be tracked down. That was where the damage came from. That it was released in the press. So that's Brennan offering some, really, the defense of Donald Trump that I think many of Trump's supporters have made, which is, the guy's allowed to share information. What's not allowed to happen are these illegal leaks to the press about either the specifics of the information or, worse, the sources and methods of how it got there. How is that punishing President Trump? That's literally harming national security by being party to that.
Exactly. I think that there have been leaks and Democrats have defended the keeping of classified information that might help Trump. I mean, the last caller made this point when it comes to these allegations of unmasking. They say, well, we can't talk about it. It's classified. Anything that might be damaging, but there's a willingness to share with the media any classified information that could damage Trump, even behind closed doors, diplomatic conversations that are embarrassing.
Yeah, and being that we're both members of the press, we value the ability to get leaks of information of any kind. But it's the people who are doing the leaking here who I do think bear some liability for the fact that if you're out to criticize Trump for harming national security, think through what you're about to share.
Right.
Because you may be way overstepping the boundaries that President Trump ever did if you think this isn't the public good. Howard is in Manassas this morning, and he's calling into Mornings on the Mall. Howard, what do you think is the Democratic endgame with this Russia story?
I totally agree with your last caller. They're going to do anything and everything to mess him up. They hope to get him out. They want his administration to be inefficient, and it doesn't matter what he does. If this doesn't work, they'll go on to the next thing. On a side note, has anybody ever mentioned how Obama totally was involved in the last election in Israel because he hated Benjamin Netanyahu, and everybody knows. I don't even remember all the stuff, but they spent money, this, that, and the other, to try to get the guy running against Benjamin Netanyahu to win. And has that ever been brought up? The Republicans could totally have done this on a large scale.
I've heard this, and my memory is a little shaky on it, but I know that is a reasonable criticism
very,
because
very out there.
because you had I believe federal funds that went to assist an effort that ultimately led to that money being forced into an anti-Netanyahu effort in Israel, basically meaning U.S. dollars eventually ended up assisting an organization that was pushing for an anti-Netanyahu message. And again, that's, if people are like, you want to talk about meddling, that's American tax dollars ultimately going towards it, which would be a big problem. 622 on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the deal. Central heating and air system in your house has a lifespan that we can mostly predict based upon how old it is. But another important factor is routine maintenance. And at Snell Heating and Air, we want to be the company that helps you get the most life out of your existing system. But sometimes you just push it too far, you know? The time comes when every household is going to need a new heating and air conditioning system eventually. Well, that's when the stand-up guys can really pull through for you. We find ways to make that new comfort system so affordable that you'll feel, well, comfortable. So here's the deal. Comfort can mean a lot of things. Temperature of your house, how comfortable you are buying a new system, and finding a company you feel the best about. For a lot of folks, that's the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Tedbritt Lincoln of Chantilly, America's luxury brand. Let us chauffeur you with complimentary pickup and delivery. Lincoln Black Label lets you select the texture and color of your leather. Choose from the array of beautiful wood grains and modern interiors. And only Tedbritt Lincoln gives you our exclusive Tedbritt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Tedbritt. As America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln proudly salutes our troops. Shop us online at TedBrittLincolnofChantilly.com.
6:25 now, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, crews are with the crash. DC 295 South exit ramp to go onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge. So one lane gets by. Watch for their direction. We're watching around the region here through Annapolis on 50, making that exit to go north on 97. The ramp still closed from the overnight cleanup from the crash. On the outbound side of 50, you are able to make that exit to go north on I-97. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, good. 270, volume, Urbana, Hyattstown, that's about the thick of it right now. 66 coming in from the west through Manassas, now into Centerville, and also through Falls Church, slowing. And MacArthur Boulevard remains closed between Reservoir and Foxhall Road with the ongoing road repairs. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This round of steady rain ending early this morning, tapering off the showers. Then by this afternoon, just cloudy with an east breeze 10 to 20 miles an hour and still cool, 69 degrees, but more storms coming back and more steady rain overnight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 59 degrees. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. We're talking about John Brennan testifying yesterday before the House Intel Committee. He had a tough go with Trey Gowdy, who is, as usual, being an aggressive questioner, to the cheers, I think, of many of Trey Gowdy's supporters, of which there are many out there. A lot of people like that Trey Gowdy.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
He doesn't have the look, I gotta admit, but he's definitely got the aggression.
Yeah, well, the hair, the mohawk.
The hair seems to change all the time, actually. It's like you never know which hairstyle Trey Gowdy's bringing to his game. But yesterday, that hardly mattered. He was aggressive with John Brennan. And the question that I posed to you was, you know, what do you think the Democratic endgame here is with this Russia collusion story? This notion that the Russians colluded with Donald Trump in the election. We've heard so much about it. But it seems like it's beginning to shift. Byron York writing yesterday that it's not necessarily about the collusion anymore. It's about the cover-up. Kathy's in Loudoun and wants to talk to us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Kathy, welcome.
Hi, yes. I know that there's small little tidbits out there about Seth Rich being the one who sent WikiLeaks all the DNC emails.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he's taken out. So I think that the DNC is guilty of his murder, and they're doing everything they can to make sure that doesn't come into the real... Well, no, I wouldn't call them real news, but the fake news that lies to us all the time.
Thank you, Kathy. Well, the key with every single one of these stories, get to the bottom of them, present the evidence, and show me a factual basis for that, and I'll run it front page, top headline, right away. And that's one story I can tell you at the Daily Caller. We've sent FOIA requests. We've sent all sorts of things looking for more information, and we'll publish it as we get it. Thanks, Kathy, very much for that. 6:28 on WMAL.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2929 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 2929. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2929.
What's your name?
Baby.
One of the most beloved dance movies of all time becomes the next great television event. ABC presents Dirty Dancing from the choreographer of Hamilton.
Then, ABC 7 takes you to where the original Dirty Dancing began 30 years ago. Travel with us to the Virginia Mountain Resort where the movie's iconic scenes were shot and remains preserved in time. Watch Dirty Dancing starting at 8, followed by ABC 7 News at 11.
Daniel Murphy.
The man is unbelievable.
Did righties wrong last season.
Home run Daniel Murphy.
see.
Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Mariners. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson. Ryan Zimmerman.
Game over.
Master of the walk-off home run. Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Mariners. The series concludes tomorrow at 3:30 on Masson.
Okay, we got a lot more coming up in the show, including an update on what happened with that Manchester bombing. And Memorial Day weekend, movies are supposed to be a big time to watch movies. Turns out they might be a complete disaster this year. We'll tell you why. 6:30 on WMAL, time for news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Manchester remains on edge as there are new developments this morning in the concert bombing.
The government here has just wrapped up yet another meeting of emergency services with the threat level now elevated to critical. It's the first time in nearly a decade that the threat level has been that high. That means an attack could possibly be imminent. We know that there have been three arrests in conjunction with the terrorist attack at the Manchester Arena. That makes the total number of arrests so far four. And Interior Services here saying that they do not believe it's likely that the bomber acted alone.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward. They've had harsh words for each other in the past, but this morning at the Vatican, a meeting between President Trump and Pope Francis seemed to go well.
After that, President Trump toured St. Peter's Basilica as well as the Sistine Chapel. This is the part of the day where President Trump and Melania Trump, the First Lady, will go their separate ways. The president is headed to meet with the Italian Prime Minister as well as the Italian President, whereas Melania Trump will be touring a children's hospital that's owned by the Vatican. They will reunite later today and hop back on Air Force One headed to Brussels. That is ahead of tomorrow's day of meetings with NATO leaders.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. The Memorial Day weekend is almost upon us, and AAA estimates that one out of every 10 Americans will be going somewhere for the holiday. That includes about a million people in this area. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is reportedly determined to find a way to implement the city's new assisted suicide law this fall, even in the face of a federal budget proposal that would block it. The Trump administration's budget would bar the district from spending its own tax dollars to implement that new law. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,938, the Nasdaq at 6139. Sports Joe Ross allows just four hits over eight innings as the Nats crush the Mariners. Irvin Santana pitches the Twins to a shutout win over the Orioles. WNBA, the Mystics play a matinee in Chicago today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
Did you know this is the hottest spring real estate market in 7 years? In fact, many homes are selling in less than a week. So make the smart decision and avoid those high commissions. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. We'll sell your home for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
From enjoying time in a hammock to grilling out with friends, it all starts with a beautiful lawn. That's why we designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors to deliver strength, comfort, and the Cub Cadet signature cut. And during Cub Cadet Days, May 24th through the 31st, get $100 off select lawn tractors. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer today. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
One of the keys to a long, healthy life is not getting sick to begin with. That means catching the warning signs before it's too late.
Take breast cancer. If detected in stages 0 or 1, the estimated survival rate is nearly 100%. That's the power of preventive medicine and why Kaiser Permanente is number one in breast cancer screenings. With better prevention comes better detection, which means better outcomes. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
I'm Jill Vogel. I'm a constitutional conservative running for lieutenant governor because Richmond has failed us. I'll put our conservative values first, always. I passed the law to make Obamacare's individual mandate illegal. I fought to stop amnesty and in-state tuition breaks for illegal immigrants. And I earned an A-plus rating by the NRA and a perfect pro-gun voting score from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I'm Jill Vogel. It's time for Republicans to stand for something again.
Paid for by Vogel for Virginia.
Achoo! It's the worst allergy season in years. Pollen and other allergens burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. For a deep down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395 through Landmark, slowing again at the 14th Street Bridge, but we're really watching these HOV lanes across the 14th Street Bridge where crash has been reported. So keep alert there. They're trying to move the cameras so we can let you know what's going on. But again, over the express lanes, 14th Street Bridge into town, crash reported. On the 11th Street Bridge, we're doing great. Just getting there. You're going past the crash. Coming off is southbound 295 on that exit ramp, and you know what? It's cleared out of the travel lanes, and you are doing okay. In Annapolis, however, on 50, lanes are open, but if you're trying to make the exit from inbound westbound 50 to head north on 97, that still remains closed. We had an overnight truck accident, a fuel spill, so still a lot going on there. If you're coming outbound 50, you are able to use that exit ramp to go north on 97. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain tapering off quickly this morning to just a couple of showers, then by this afternoon, cloudy, an east breeze, 69. More thunderstorms arriving this evening, steady rain overnight, 58. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 76. And by Friday, guess what? The sun comes out. Sun mixes with clouds in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Leesburg, 56 in Rockville, 58 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning, 6:37 on WMAL on this Wednesday morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we've got Steve Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. He'll be talking about Donald Trump's ongoing first foreign trip. Representative Andy Harris is stopping by to talk about the budget and the Manchester bombing. And then we've got Ed Morrissey with Hot Air. He's going to talk about the Pope visit that happened just hours ago, President Trump meeting with Pope Francis. Well, plenty of details about that for you. Vince Colonnay is in this morning. Mary Walter is out sick. She'll be back soon. And we've got Sarah Westwood joining us to make sure this thing keeps flowing smoothly. Thank you, Sarah Westwood, for joining us, Washington Examiner's White House correspondent.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. You're in the thick of it over there in the White House, in the Brady Press briefing room. All right. Let's see what we got. Oh, an update for you, which is this. The Manchester bombing, which all of us, you know, we settled in for dinner two nights ago, and we saw it sort of transpire on our TV screens as that Ariana Grande concert was interrupted at the end there by a suicide bomber who had strapped an IED to himself and killed, I believe the numbers are 22, and injured in the vicinity of 60 people, all young girls, mostly, because those are the type of people who would go to an Ariana Grande concert. Pretty upsetting, I think, to anybody who witnessed it. We have some updates for you this morning on the specifics. The name is Salman Ebedi, who is 22 years old. He had Libyan refugee parents. A school friend told, I believe, the Telegraph that he actually went to Libya 3 weeks ago and came back very recently. Just days ago is the quote. He just came back. He's been known to the security services in the UK. He's been being tracked to some extent. And we heard some more yesterday about this from Prime Minister Theresa May, who wanted to give some updates. The threat level in the country has been raised in the wake of the attack. Well, listen to Theresa May explain why.
It is now concluded, on the basis of today's investigations, that the threat level should be increased, for the time being, from severe to critical.
All right, so critical being, I believe, the country's highest designation, because she feels that that another threat might be imminent. Here's more from Theresa May.
It is a possibility we cannot ignore that there is a wider group of individuals linked to this attack.
There you go. And lastly?
This means that their assessment is not only that an attack remains highly likely, but that a further attack may be imminent.
So, obviously, taking a very serious tone on this, but again, this is all from this deep sense of the security threat. I will say, you know, I heard from somebody yesterday, Manchester, I think, is the second most watched city in the entire country in terms of surveillance. There are cameras on every street corner that the police and security services are able to see literally everything all the time. It's like Minority Report level. and this happened, and they have a deep sense of the terror threat now, and the country's elevated it to its highest level, expecting potentially another attack, that there may be a group associated with this. ISIS, of course, claimed responsibility in the early hours yesterday, Sarah Westwood. But, you know, we're just still beginning to know how much devastation he caused in this bombing.
Exactly. The fear is that this 22-year-old kid did not make the bomb himself, that there is still the person who manufactured the suicide vest is still out there, and that he could potentially make a similar device for other radicals in this circle. He was from a tight-knit community of refugees, that potentially there are some people who are radicalized inside that area. And so now Prime Minister May has actually sent armed forces out into the streets to police some upcoming sporting events and to just give an increased security presence to the people of England, who are probably feeling very on edge right now.
Here in Washington, D.C., during the inauguration, we got to see the National Guard out and various members of the military sort of like protecting various street corners, kind of standing and being a presence. But in general, the American instinct, I think, is to be like, whoa, military in the streets?
Right.
And right now, the UK is undergoing that. That, as you said, they'll have armed military in the streets assisting police officers as they try and guard themselves against what the Prime Minister considers an imminent threat.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. That could put people more at unease to see that there are military in the streets. Maybe that's an American reaction. Maybe that's not necessarily a British reaction. But on the other hand, I think that might assuage concerns of people who might stay home from events if they feel unsafe to see that they do have their military out there protecting them. But that chilling effect of people staying home, people being afraid to go to the market or whatever,
yes,
that's exactly kind of the goal of this kind of attack.
Yeah. You know, one of the things you mentioned a moment ago is this notion that that the bomb maker himself might not be the guy who died.
Mm-hmm.
Because ISIS experts will say that bomb makers are very valuable.
Right.
You don't want to lose a bomb maker. The guy who actually makes these things, you don't want to lose him. You send somebody else to do it. And so, you know, there's any number of scenarios that could be playing out. Our hope, of course, is that the intelligence services over there have a very good sense of what this threat is and hopefully can stop it before any more damage happens, especially after seeing something like what happened to these beautiful little girls in Manchester. Devastating news this week. We'll keep giving you updates as we have them. 6:43 on WMAL.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, with Uber's instant pay, you can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Toyota time at LustinToyota.com.
And our Memorial Day deals start right now.
Camrys from $169 a month.
Tacomas from $299 a month.
Highlanders from $329 a month.
700 vehicles to choose.
Plus, only at Lustin can you drive off with the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper to bumper.
The best vehicle coverage in the business.
So grab your trade and kick off your Memorial Day celebration with Lustin.
Under Virginia's largest American flag.
LustinToyota.com.
See dealer for details on all offers.
Yes. The Lustine Automall of Woodbridge is deeply passionate about America, our military, and our community. This was the motivator behind creating a Veterans Memorial right on our property, and it's located under Virginia's largest American flag. On behalf of the Lustine Automall, we'd like to thank our U.S. military and their families for their many continued sacrifices. It's our honor to support Military Appreciation Month. I invite you to stop by the Lustine Veterans Memorial and learn more about our commitment to the cause at Lustine.com.
Premio Sausage presents Life's Biggest Questions.
Mark, you just led your team to victory today. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, what kind of sausage are they grilling out there? I can practically taste it from here.
Let's go back up to the booth.
Well, Diana, by the smell of things, there's no doubt they're cooking Premio Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own personal touch for a winning recipe.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
It's 6:45 a.m. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vincent, the flow of the morning rush hour slow on the George Washington Parkway, but extra volume right now. We have a crash southbound. You're in delays near the overlooks, and it's a solid lineup to get you past the Key Bridge. Still watch with additional help arriving to the scene again, southbound side of the George Washington Parkway, right near the Key Bridge. Also in the express lanes on the HOV side of the 14th Street Bridge coming inbound for the accident activity. All right, around the Beltway we go. Bethesda accident as you come from. Looks like it's going to be after Connecticut Avenue, but before 355. So again, this is going to be out of loop side heading toward 270. Now, crews tell me they had it cleared, but just move the cameras around. Looks like that still blocks the left lane. So out or after Connecticut Avenue, stay to the right. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain tapering off quickly here this morning to just a couple of showers by mid-morning, and rain is probably done for the most part by then. Cloudy this afternoon, 69 with an east breeze. More rain tonight. Scattered thunderstorms early, steadier rain after 12 a.m., 58. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday, 76. Finally improving by Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Oh, yeah. It's 59 degrees in the nation's capital, 646 on WMAL. Things are not going well for Hollywood. Memorial Day weekend is supposed to be a huge weekend. You know, I don't want to, you know, make a Hillary Clinton-level prediction here, but it sounds like just not good. The two tentpole movies of the weekend, which everyone's relying on, are the following. There's Pirates of the Caribbean.
I once knew a Spaniard named something in Spanish.
He's coming for you, Jack.
Where is your ship? Your crew? Your pants?
Jack.
I'm so sorry. Were you still talking?
I think it's actually Caribbean. I don't know why anybody says Caribbean, but I guess that's what everybody says. Pirates of the Caribbean 5, and Jack Sparrow returns yet again. Apparently, the movie has scored a 33 on Rotten Tomatoes out of 100 assessment. Have you seen any of these Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
I saw the first three, which is impressive. I don't know if many people stuck with it that long.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're obsessed with politics. I'm shocked that you've actually seen Pirates of the Caribbean. So there you go.
Right. Well, you know, it was back in my days of youth that I saw those.
Pirates of the Caribbean, not getting a great review, mostly because it seems to be the same exact thing over and over and over and over, and they're just going to milk that thing until it dies, or until Johnny Depp does. And meanwhile, then you've got this Baywatch reboot.
Our team is the elite of the elite. We're the heart and soul of this very beach. We protect when other people don't want to protect.
Yeah.
And we go above and beyond.
Help me! If you want me, you can have me.
Some other time.
Oh, yeah. I think for the Baywatch diehards that are out there, this is going to be their attempt to win you back. So just to give you a sense, Sarah, a 9. That's the score.
That means less than 1 in 10 people enjoyed that movie.
A 9.
When they saw it.
And when I say 9, it's not out of 10. It's out of 100. The score that Rotten Tomatoes has given Paramount's Baywatch is a 9 out of 100. Dwayne Johnson and Zac Efron are the leads to this movie, surrounded by a bevy of beauties as well, of course, because you have to have them in order for it to be Baywatch.
Obviously.
It sounds about as cheesy as Baywatch ever was. So one of the reviews written by Showbiz 411 says that Baywatch quickly starts to sag in the movie. The bodies, thankfully, are unaffected by that gravity, but it just keeps drowning throughout. Zac Efron plays a screwed-up, arrogant, yet, of course, emotionally wounded ex-Olympian. And they're busy patrolling the beach, which I love so much, but apparently not doing well.
No, I don't know who the target demographic is for that. I mean, I know that I'm too young to ever have watched Baywatch on TV, so are they aiming at older people who remember this show but who want to go see Zac Efron in a movie? It's a confusing mishmash of attempts to get people to go to the movies.
Also, the big barrier that so many of these movies enter, the R rating. And it has an R rating, so it's going to make it more difficult to get the younger viewership. 650 on WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Save up to 70% at the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day sale going on now, with mattresses starting at just $59 and more than 30 queen sets for less than $799. There's a mattress for everyone. We've got major national brands at prices too low to advertise, and get the lowest prices ever on Tempur-Pedic. Mattress Warehouse, using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed. Find them at sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com.
Celebrate spring savings at Fitzgerald Subaru. This month only, get as low as 0% APR financing on the all-new 2017 Crosstrek, Outback, Legacy, and Forester. Hurry into Fitzgerald Subaru in Rockville or visit fitzmallsubaru.com today.
The Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
On approved credit through SMF, based on Tier 1 credit approval through Subaru Motor Finance. Not all buyers will qualify. Terms vary by model. See dealer for details. Ends May 31st, 2017.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $19.99.
Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $19.99.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest and power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Time to check in with Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk.
Yeah, good morning. Stock futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. Markets are mostly higher in Europe and Asia right now. Crude oil has turned lower in trading. Cabinet members head to Capitol Hill today. They will defend the Trump budget plan that's just out. We're waiting for existing home sales numbers for April. They're expected to be a little lower than the high tick in March. The spring real estate season's been impacted by lower inventory for entry-level home buyers, keeping many out of the market. United Airlines CEO is likely to face investor questions today about the now famous dragging incident of that passenger off a plane. At a meeting today, shareholders will also vote whether to approve the salary for Oscar Munoz. Sports memorabilia collectors are salivating over the founding documents that created baseball's National League from 1876. The auction is online today. They're expected to go for millions. The papers were held privately by a family who just decided to let them go.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2929 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 2929. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2929.
6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 395. A lot going on in the southbound direction, opposite flow of the commute. So keep alert here if you're coming from Edsel Road toward the Beltway. Just watched a couple ambulance, fire truck, police coming to the scene of this crash. Southbound 395, right as you come up to the Beltway and the exit ramp to the Franconia Springfield Parkway. There looks like they're closing off that ramp. On the northbound side, lanes are open, especially in the express lanes. You can see a lot of that activity, so a little bit slow there. Heavy across the 14th Street Bridge. Earlier, we had an incident reported across the express HOV lanes of the 14th Street Bridge, but it looks like that's been cleared. George Washington Parkway, delays continue to grow. Now reported as two accidents, southbound side of the GW Parkway near the Key Bridge and top side of the Maryland Beltway. It's a continuous backup to the crash in Bethesda. It's on the outer loop between Connecticut Avenue and 355, still along the left side. Delays from 95. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain tapering off quickly this morning to just a couple of showers. Then by this afternoon, cloudy. An east breeze, 69. More thunderstorms arriving this evening. Steady rain overnight, 58. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 76. And by Friday, guess what? The sun comes out. Sun mixes with clouds in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
I'm now aiming precisely at your groin. So speak over a hold your peace.
Great lines, of course. Sir Roger Moore, who played James Bond, that was his best-known role. He has died at the age of 89, his family has announced. Sarah Westwood, do you have a favorite James Bond? Is there anyone? Were you ever a fan of the James Bond films?
I've only seen the recent one, so I'm probably going to.
So Daniel Craig, that qualifies.
Daniel Craig, probably my favorite one, given that he's, I guess Pierce Brosnan was pretty good.
Right.
He's cheesy, but he was good.
Sir Roger Moore, apparently in the much more cheesy, the cheesier version of this. We're betraying our age here a little bit by being, I am a fan of Pierce Brosnan. It's hard to, not just Pierce Brosnan, but Sean Connery, rather. It's hard to avoid the James Bond lore without being into the Sean Connery side of it, but Generation X is credited with being very much a fan of Sir Roger Moore, who's passed away at 89. A lot of statements recognizing his contribution to the Bond films. He was credited with taking it in a more humorous direction from the way that Sean Connery had taken it, as you just heard in the clip about pointing a gun at somebody's groin and saying, "Speak now or forever hold your peace." Pretty funny. With the heaviest of hearts, we must share the awful news that our father, Sir Roger Moore, passed away today. We are all devastated, the family said in a Twitter post. There was an outpouring of reaction from celebrities all over the place who recalled fond memories of his version of James Bond. And just Bond through the years, including Roger Moore's contributions, has always been... We were talking about like how corny like the Pirates movies are, but everyone likes a good James Bond film. In that sense, it never matters what the plot is. Those movies, I think, always are like, I love it. The gadgets, the humor, the girls. The guys go, they want to be James Bond. The girls want to be with James Bond. Everything's like perfect about that universe.
Right. That formula will never get old. And even though the new movies have been kind of angsty and moody, that's the Daniel Craig James Bond, they're still good. Even, you know, they're always good.
Yeah, the anti-hero. And Daniel Craig, in a lot of ways, is sort of the opposite of Roger Moore's version, the more cheerful and playful James Bond that Roger Moore portrayed on screen. Rest in peace, Sir Roger Moore, dead at 89.
My name's Bond. James Bond. I'm now aiming precisely at your groin. This peak over of a hotel piece.
All right, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we've got more conversation about the Pope's visit, President Trump's visit with the Pontiff. And then remember that Stephen Colbert naughtiness that the FCC was taking a look at? Well, we've got a big update on that story for you. We're going to find out about that in the next hour. Right now, it's 7 o'clock, time for the news.